It will be another 6 weeks of campaigning for Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He's hoping to lead the country's third largest city for a second term, but the former White House chief of staff failed to capture more than 50% of the vote in Chicago's race for mayor yesterday. That's despite endorsements from President Obama and the city's major newspapers. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story from Chicago.
Thank you, Chicago!
In a voice hoarse from campaigning, Mayor Rahm Emanuel thanked supporters at his election night party and told them their work was not complete.
We have come a long way, and we have a little bit further to go. This is the first step in a real important journey for our city.
Emanuel ran against four challengers, and with nearly all the votes counted, he fell short of capturing the more than 50% vote count he needed. He'll face Cook County Commissioner Jesus Chuy Garcia, the second-place finisher, in a runoff election in April. It was a disappointment to Emanuel supporters like Kenneth Williams, who tried to put the best face on the results.
Well, I mean, you had a lot of players in the game, and, you know, people out there are not really informed. They don't really get the big picture.
The setback for Emanuel came even though he vastly outspent his challengers with millions of dollars of campaign funds that were raised in part from Hollywood directors and hedge fund executives. And just last week, President Obama traveled back home and praised his former chief of staff. David Axelrod, who served in the White House as a senior advisor to the president, said that was no reflection on Obama's influence.
He, of all people, coming out of independent politics here in Chicago, would say he didn't expect to dictate what people's votes are.
And Axelrod says the relationship between the president and Rahm Emanuel will be helpful during the next phase of this campaign fight as people consider their final choices. Just a few blocks away, Chuy Garcia was holding a more exuberant election night party.
How do you feel, Chicago?
Garcia said no one expected him to force a runoff since he had little campaign money and the Emanuel camp dominated the airwaves with commercials.
Well, we're still standing. We're still running. Yeah! And we're gonna win. Yeah!
4 years ago, Emanuel won the mayoral seat outright, but his support waned after he backed a controversial decision to close 50 public schools in mostly minority communities, and high crime persisted in some neighborhoods. Critics also charged that Emanuel paid scant attention to city neighborhoods while focusing instead on the city's downtown. Garcia jumped into the race last October after the head of the Chicago Teachers Union ended her campaign when she became ill. Union spokesperson Stephanie Gadlin says the Teachers Union had 4,000 people out in the field for Garcia on Election Day.
Obviously, we ran a super PAC of our own, which drilled down on targeted voters, African-American households, people whose schools were closed down, communities impacted by Rahm's policies, which are pretty much every neighborhood outside downtown Chicago.
Roughly 34% of Chicago's registered voters turned out for the election. Both the Emanuel and Garcia campaigns say they'll start working as soon as today to make sure those numbers are higher on April 7th, when Chicagoans head to the polls again to select a mayor. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.